Westphalia orbit to where, like, pulled by the certainty of that Latlon, and then the places around it orbit it, kind of like, so you could somehow marry, like, that would be, obviously in a perfect world where that sort of data merge would be possible. But, like, trying to create some sort of representation of what people reading the encyclopedia thought the world looked like.
And a lot of it is sort of the next thing that we want to do is think about classifying what these relations are. And so using the co-text to classify, you know, relationships of belonging,
mm-hmm.
right, or dependency, things like this. Because it's they are not all of a type, right?
Yeah.
And so we have some entities themselves that are classed, right? We know they're cities, but we have a lot of these embedded entities, and we want to understand the relationships between, you know.
And the relationships between entities is arguably much more important than where it is. I mean, you just think of Nevada. People say Reno, they think Las Vegas, even though the accessibility of a correct map that shows you where that is so widely accessible, and yet in the imaginary space, they're next to each other.
Mm-hmm. Or the same thing.
Or the same thing. Reno is a suburb of Las Vegas.
Or that Reno,
the
like...
the most distant suburb possible.
Yeah, that Reno and Las Vegas have very strong relationships with California. Much more so than, you know, Utah, right?
Yeah.
So that there's that kind of neighborly weight
mm-hmm.
that can be, you know, very useful.
Can I ask some questions on this image? The dots that are not related are, what are they?
The dots with no labels?
Yeah, and no relation, not lines.
So they're nodes where if there's an article with a, you know, I don't know what an example of that would be, but an article where that place name does not occur in any other article.
Oh, okay.
And so I think in this we limited labels to like
yes.
more than...
Yes, because all the small nodes that we see, if we put the labels on everything,
yeah,
we can see anything.
I forget what we set the limit at.
I don't remember. But
yeah. And I have a second question. If the positions of the nodes has any meaning or not, it's random.
No.
Well, this
you
is the
trying.
Magic of, right, the magic of making the network. We use this was force-directed too, and you know, we
so
expanded
it
out
yeah.
so that that it was more visible.
So it was
so.
The relation between the entities that position them more or less like that.
So is the Mediterranean Sea a hub? In this, with all of these nodes surrounding it? Okay. So a lot was happening in this world.
Yeah, another thing that we saw that is interesting is, for instance, we can see for France,
mm.
you have the bubble here, and the community with all the nodes related directly to France, like all the cities in France, where all the articles say, I don't know, Paris, cities of France, Lyon, cities of France, etc. So, and for instance, for Natoli, you see that there's only a few links, only a few relations with other articles, but Natoli is, the size of the node is as big as France. So Natoli is very important in the network because it's at the crossroad between other nodes, but there are only few articles that sit Natoli.
Hmm.
And we also saw something with Afrique.
Yeah, so Afrique is interesting
but
because...
Where is it? I don't see the I think it's
yeah,
just
there.
Yeah.
Between Natoli and Mont. So Afrique is cited quite a lot because they'll be the name of a city or of a kingdom, and it'll say, it'll have a very extended description that includes multiple names of places, but it will say Pays d'Afrique or something like this. And so the continent, the name of the continent is included in the description of places that are in Africa, whereas Europe doesn't occur that way as a reference point when you name a place in France or Italy, right? So
I also see Monde, which encompasses the whole globe. So I was trying to figure out its meaning in this huge network of hub and nodes, while at the same time we see specific places being mentioned, such as Anatolia, and which also surprises me is that Grand Bretagne, Britain, is not mentioned a lot here. But Pologne is there, to me. Poland, which at the time when the British one of the biggest imperial countries, does not appear too much here. So I might say this is from this encyclopedia.
So yeah, I mean, it's really useful, and now we're writing about this.
Yeah.
But it's been a research tool, right? And I think that's the kind of thing, you know, like I've really moved away from thinking about making maps as an end product to having tools that help me understand the data and kind of refine what we're doing.
Or if you're trying to, I was just thinking, if you're trying to convey perhaps the instability of it, that if that's part of the narrative, creating an artifact that's more artistic in that the map itself is unstable, so that it's never, like I was thinking of that after the one you showed, Doris, one of the things about the edges of those bubbles, it was constantly kind of moving, and so some sort of visualization where you encode the haziness of how people really think about the world into the fact that the map is much more artistic, that you couldn't empirically draw anything out of it, but you get this impression of like areas that are mentioned, but sort of in motion across a region instead of.
So for example,
fixed.
One of the things that would be nice to do is for us to be able to add a kind of piece of metadata that indicates if an article is one of these articles where there's a debate about the location of a place, there's a contestation. And if we could find out where those are, right? Like, where are there concentrations of uncertainty? Where are the authors of the Encyclopédie demonstrating a kind of uncertainty about location? And does that tell us something about the state of geographical knowledge, the exchange of information amongst, you know, people interested in geography in the 17th and 18th centuries, things like that?
And also where they cared to get it right. Like the areas where there is a heated debate versus the areas where it was wrong and no one noticed. That, the second one's much harder to identify.
Yeah.
But even pulling out just a few would be interesting to be like, this place was obviously in the wrong spot.
Mm-hmm.
And if you did like addition to addition, where it consistently is in the wrong spot, when did someone finally notice, hey, that's not actually where that is?
Yeah, so the kind of long-term goal of this project is to compare geographical discourse and information like this in the 18th century Encyclopédie with the Encyclopédie Universalis, which is early 20th century, and then Wikipedia, right?
Yeah.
So we can see how this just like you said, this representation changes.
I'm trying to think back to exactly they don't use all of it in the material, but in the late 19th century, looking through the encyclopedias that were available, you know, they would get to places like Martinique and Guadeloupe, and it would just be like in terms of geography, there was a lot to say, and then they would get to like the race of the people there, and they would be very oddly silent. Like, I wouldn't want to say anything other than it's mixed race.
Uh-huh.
And like, that was in such stark contrast to when you get to the section of the encyclopedia on race, where they just go on and on and on and on about all these phenotypes that they've identified. And so seeing how it changes, like the geography and what they're loquacious about and what they're focused on,
mm-hmm.
and kind of those three slices would be really interesting.
And I think for the Journal des Voyages, you know, you can do things like this too, like where we can slice it up by who wrote the articles. The Chevalier de Jaucourt wrote 3/4 of the geography articles. And then, you know, so it's like if we separate those as 2 subcorpora, right, that's, that can be interesting. And so for the Journal des Voyages, if you have author information, or if you can somehow separate by topic, right, like if you have articles that include these 5 terms, what's the geography of those articles? And so you can set some limits for yourself, and then compare what you're getting.
Run some sort of topic modeling, model what topics there are.
I mean, it doesn't have to be that complicated. You can just
do
like word frequencies.
Just a word frequency. And then cross-reference that to the location, so they get referenced at that time.
Right.
Is it all about commerce? Is it all about culture? Well, I think we're over time, so some of you praised us yesterday for staying on time.
I'm sorry.
We started you off
like,
already.
No, no, I
went
on.
So that's the one way of saying, all right, your praise was premature, but there is lunch.